Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Attorney General Kamala Harris has filed suit against Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The cases, filed in San Francisco County Superior Court, seek to compel the mortgage finance giants to respond to her subpoenas about the housing crisis and their roles in it. This development comes after the Securities and Exchange Commission filed suits last week, accusing six former Fannie and Freddie officials of misleading investors and the public about their investments in subprime mortgages. No comment from Fannie or Freddie or from their regulator, the Federal Housing Finance Agency, which directed them not to comply with California's subpoenas, calling them vague and ambiguous. The governor's office says no decision has been made to replace the head of the state's Department of Parks and Recreation. We asked after the Sacramento Bee reported a group of state parks employees sent a letter to Governor Brown urging him to do exactly that. The State Parks Peace Officer Management Association argues Director Ruth Coleman moved too quickly to plan to close parks in the face of state budget cuts. Agency spokesman Roy Stearns responded.
Nobody at any level of the ranks is happy with the direction we must go. But as you've heard before, we are in the worst fiscal crisis ever. This governor has said we must face reality. Nobody was willing to pass more taxes. A ballot initiative for parks did not pass. So the only option on the table was cuts.
70 parks were set to be shut down by July, but a variety of workarounds has taken 9 parks off the closure list, and the agency is in negotiations to keep 27 other parks open as well. This week, a couple hundred state nurses are fanning out across California to assess who will qualify for a scaled-down adult day health care program. The state planned to dismantle the network of more than 300 care centers to cut costs, but a legal settlement with advocates for the elderly and disabled has saved part of the program. The California Report's health reporter Sarah Varney has more.
Adult day healthcare centers provide physical therapy, mental health treatment, exercise classes, and a chance for poor, isolated seniors and disabled people to socialize. Advocates for the program sued to block its elimination, arguing that if it was cut, many of the 35,000 frail elderly and disabled adults who use the daycare centers would end up in costly nursing homes. Under a settlement, the state will continue to pay for the care centers through its Medicaid program, but only for those who have the most severe illnesses, disabilities, or dementia. Looking around the lunchroom at the center in Napa, it's hard to see anyone who wouldn't qualify for continued services. Dozens of men and women, many in wheelchairs, sit waiting for their plates of sliced beef and mashed potatoes. There's not a lot of chatter. About half the people here have some form of dementia. For others, like Lawrence DeCarmo, lunch is a dangerous time of day.
He has swallowing difficulties that put him at higher risk, so that's why he's in the specialty group.
At higher risk for gagging and choking, says center director Celine Regalia. DeCarmo takes his lunch in a small side room under the watchful eye of a nurse. He's 79 years old. Even though he uses a wheelchair and an oxygen tank, it's not hard to imagine him in his younger years when he was a hard-working bricklayer in Los Angeles. It's a life he doesn't remember. DeCarmo was in a horrific car accident years ago that left him with a traumatic brain injury.
Any of my working time is all gone.
Every weekday morning, a van picks up DeCarmo and brings him here to the center. He says he likes the exercises and the music, and when he's not here, he sits at home, bored and watching television. DeCarmo, like many frail elderly people, frequently gets pneumonia, and before he started coming to the center, he often ended up in the hospital.
I don't enjoy it. There's no pleasure in the hospital that you get. Besides, the food is worse. Terrible.
A trip to the hospital can be traumatic, says nurse Karen Proto, and expensive. Now she watches DeCarmo closely for any sign of respiratory infection.
We have been able, with the close nursing monitoring, been able to keep him out of the hospital quite often. We were able to catch the symptoms early and notify his doctor and get medications, antibiotics started a lot sooner.
DeCarmo will likely qualify for adult day services under new, stricter guidelines, since he would otherwise have to be put in a nursing home to survive. Indeed, the state has already grandfathered in more than 9,000 people. For the remaining 25,000 or so, they'll be evaluated face-to-face by state nurses who, beginning this week, are visiting every facility. State officials estimate about half of the 35,000 participants will qualify under new rules that use a technical assessment of patients' needs and are meant to control Medicaid costs. But if the Napa Center is any indication, it might be hard to achieve any savings. Director Celine Regalia says she's already compared her patients against the new eligibility standards to get a sense of what the state nurses might find.
We screened all of our people, and we found one person that wasn't eligible. Everybody else, you know, qualified for the program.
As president of the state association that represents adult day centers, Regalia has been in frequent contact with other center directors. She says they, too, believe most of their current participants are frail or disabled enough to qualify under the stricter standards. It's hard to say whether the state nurses will agree with those assessments. What is clear, though, is how troubling the uncertainty over the program's future is to those who depend on it. Martha Norris lives at home in the Napa Valley and comes to the center twice a week. At age 62, a deteriorating spine and severe arthritis have left her in a wheelchair. When it looked like the program would be eliminated entirely, Norris says it hit her hard.
It just felt really lost, and I wasn't sleeping for the longest while. I was really stressed. I didn't know what was up or down.
Norris suffers from depression, a big threat for the disabled and frail seniors. She says the social activities here, like today's visit by a local band, help keep her from turning inward. Indeed, it would be hard to turn inward amidst the bright smiles and clapping hands of those gathered for today's Christmas sing-along. For the California Report, I'm Sarah Varney.
And finally today, a clarification. Yesterday, we reported on the computer system that houses California's campaign finance records. That system crashed 3 weeks ago, delaying the public's view of who's donating what. The story explained the system that crashed was old and outdated. Several listeners wrote in saying we confused matters in our description of the Unix computer system. California's Secretary of State says the broken system relied on an outdated version of Unix. Newer versions of Unix, as many of you pointed out, are at the heart of many state-of-the-art computer systems. That's the California Report for Wednesday, December 21st, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the SunPower Corporation, offering high-efficiency solar energy solutions to households and businesses in California and worldwide. The world standard for solar. SunPowerSolar.com. The Mary Van Voorhees Fund and the Fallas Family Fund for coverage of climate change. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as email archiving for compliance and litigation readiness. Barracuda.com.